Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Greetings, podcast and internet listeners. This one is just for you.
It's not unusual for school districts to shake up the teaching staff over the summer. And it's not even unusual for districts to warn a large number of teachers that they might not have a job the next year.
But to warn every single teacher in a large city district? That is unusual. But that's exactly what's happening in Providence, Rhode Island, where the district is planning to send every one of its public school teachers a pink slip. WRNI's Morning Edition host and education reporter Elizabeth Harrison explains.
What that means is that all roughly 1,900 teachers in the Providence School District will receive notices that they may be laid off for the coming school year. Now, these notices do go out annually, but not usually to the entire teaching staff, and often 80 to 90% of them will be rescinded before the school year even ends.
But this year, everyone's getting them, and no one yet knows if it's going to be 80 or 90% rescinded.
That's right. The city says they have no idea how many of the layoff notices they will be able to rescind once they've finished their entire budgeting process, both for the city and the schools.
So the school district in Providence projects a $40 million deficit for the district. And I understand that Providence as a city overall this year already, you know, had a $57 million deficit. So there's definitely financial imperative for some action or some change. But Elizabeth, from what you can see down there in Providence, is the move to pink slip all teachers, is it coming from the school board and the superintendent or coming from elsewhere in the city?
It seems to be coming from the mayor's office, although I'm told that the decision was made in consultation with the superintendent of schools. But the mayor's office has been handling this issue, and here's how Providence mayoral spokeswoman Melissa Withers explains the city's decision to send out these layoff notices.
The budgeting process for next year simply isn't complete yet, but this March 1st deadline requires us to make decisions now regarding the next school year. And it made sense to maintain the maximum flexibility.
Melissa Withers there is referring to a state law that requires teachers to be notified by March 1st if there's a chance they will be laid off for the following school year. So what the city is saying is that this state law gives them no choice. They have to tell teachers if they risk layoffs, and since they have no idea what their budget is going to be yet, everything is on the table.
So I can imagine that with teachers and teachers' unions representatives, this is not going over well at all. When every single person in the district, you know, is wondering if they're going to have a job at the end of the school year. I read that the union president, Steve Smith, actually compared this to how the United States State Department was feeling after Pearl Harbor.
Well, Steve Smith is known for his great metaphors, but this is a real slap in the face for a teachers union that has, by all accounts, been working very diligently to improve its relationship with district management, to work on tougher teacher evaluations. They have not put up roadblocks for schools that were listed as failing schools where teachers have agreed to work longer school days. And so this is not a situation like we saw in Central Falls, Rhode Island, where the union really fought tooth and nail to stop reforms from going forward. This is, in fact, a union that has been working with the district to try to make some changes, and some of them are controversial changes. So for them, this came as a surprise.
So, Elizabeth, a lot of our listeners probably have heard or remember the Central Falls story, but that in Central Falls had to do with a federal turnaround plan. But if I understand correctly, in Providence, there's no federal issue at all here. It's just specifically the massive budget deficit that the Providence School District is facing.
That's right. In Central Falls, teachers at the high school faced layoffs under a federal turnaround plan that was ordered by state officials. And in Providence, it's all about the budget.
Elizabeth, specifically, what are the controversial changes? Because the relationship that Steve Smith has formed with Superintendent Tom Brady seems to have gotten a lot of national attention. So can you tell us a little bit more about those controversial changes?
It has. The changes include switching to a hiring system that is not based on seniority. It's one that's based on interviews and where school leaders can select the person they think is most qualified for the opening. They've also been working to craft tougher and more regular teacher evaluations and a process that will remove teachers who are ineffective and do not improve.
So on the heels of that, now all the teachers have received these pink slips and their contract, the union contract, expires, I believe, this year. So I imagine that's not going to make contract renegotiations the easiest of things.
Yes, well, one really has to wonder what the effect of this will be and how the district is going to be able to get concessions from its union after this sort of upsetting announcement, especially if they're going to be asking for wage and benefit cuts, which it looks like they may have to do.
So, Elizabeth, there are 1,926 teachers in the Providence School District. Do you have any sense as to, you know, how many of them may actually be let go? I mean, is it safe to assume that not all of them are going to be fired at the end of the school year?
I think it's safe to assume that not all of them will be fired. School officials tell me that they're hoping to rescind the vast majority of these notices before the year comes to a close. But you have to wonder how this is going to affect teachers' performance in the classroom. It's certainly upsetting to get a notice that you may not have a job for the following school year.
Well, Elizabeth Harrison, Morning Edition host and education reporter for WRNI in Providence, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.